Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Hello and welcome into the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, joined by Andrew P. Shea. We'll have Ross Tucker along in a little bit for Tucker's Tape and Ask Ross. Andy, how are you doing this week, my friend?
Good. Thank you, Jim. Less than 100 days to Madison. I just wanted to put that out there. It's less than 100 days till Penn State plays its first football game in 2021.
Not that we're anxious, but yes, the countdown has begun. Andy, let's start with our review of the news of the week. And let's start with there was a commitment from a punter, Alex Bichetti from Georgia. And he also happens to be the number one ranked punter in the country. How important is that?
Yeah, they gave him a scholarship, right? So I think they gave a kicker a scholarship last year. They gave a punter a scholarship this year. I think what you're seeing in the more modern football game at the FBS Power 5 level, and even in the NFL, your special teams and your specialists, they're really important. I think he's ranked as the number one punter in the country by Coles Kicking for the 2022 class. He went to the same high school, interestingly, Westminster School in Georgia, as Blake Gillikin. I don't know what influence that had, if it had any influence at all, but that's just kind of cool that two of Penn State's last three punters have come from the same high school in Georgia, and Gillikin was just, he was a weapon. There's no other way to put it for Penn State, but in terms of the special teams and overall, I think it's, you know, specialists and the overall way you build your special teams is really, really important. I mean, it's, look at Dan Chiesena as a great example, right, from Penn State. He's making a living in the NFL as a special teams guy. NFL teams are now starting to build special teams as a very, very important integral part. And I think Penn State, who has suffered through some special teams woes the last, you know, couple years, they've had some special teams like hide your eyes and get the, you know, get all the kids out of the deep end of the pool type thing. The Penn State special teams is coming on the field. I think their specialists and special teams are an integral part of this. And I think given a kicker or a punter a scholarship for being one of those top, you know, top two, three, four, five guys at that position in the country, it matters. It's important. I know it's a punter, and you know, Ross will be like, I don't want to talk about kickers. They're freaking kickers, right? We know Ross and how he feels about kicker. It's just the kicker, you know? And I'm like, yeah, but it's just the kicker, and don't tell me it's just special teams anymore.
You mentioned that it's important in the NFL. If anything, Andy, I would think it's even more important at the collegiate level. But the other part to it, too, is you do have a limited number of scholarships, and you don't want to, quote-unquote, waste a scholarship. But the fact is, if you're placing a bet on a punter, that's someone who is going to be on the field. He's going to affect the game. You know he will. I would even venture to say that this punter is more likely to get starting reps than many of the other commits, even four-star commits that you have in the class, because you're only going to give one scholarship every few years. So you better hit on him too.
Yeah, when you talk about 2022 guys that come in and who's going to make an impact or who's going to, you know, have, you know, find their way onto the field, I think you got to put him in the top three for sure. You're 100% right. The minute he steps on campus, he's got an opportunity to get a starting job. I really believe that.
And just as a reminder, though, Joe Lorig, he met the media, I think this was a year ago, when he talked about how he likes to do the process of giving out the scholarships, mentioning that you can't waste it, but the best process they have is, I want to bring in a scholarship kid when there's still 1 year left of the prior regime, you know, the prior kicker. Let him get his feet wet, learn what it's like, what it's about, and then the following year take over. This kid may have to take over sooner rather than later, though. He may be out on the field his first year. All right, Andrew, the other news item of the week that caught, I guess, everybody's eye was T.J. Finley, the quarterback transfer from LSU. He had Penn State in his Final Four group. He ended up choosing Auburn. Now, this is a kid from down in, you know, Southeast Conference territory. I don't think anyone was really surprised he went from one Southeast Conference team to another, right?
Yeah, to me, it ended up being all about geography. I think if you look at the four schools, Alabama, that was just, you put them on their list because you can. And I would guess that would have been a really unwise move of him to try and go win the quarterback job. And don't forget, he was a three-star prospect who was in the mix at LSU, right? Was part of LSU struggles in 2020 at the quarterback position after Joe Burrow, right? There was a lot of struggles LSU had in 2020. They had all kinds of COVID issues, and they sent a ton of guys to the NFL. They had guys take the year off like Michael Parsons did. So LSU had you're replacing Joe Burrow. Hello, that's a struggle. I think Penn State and Auburn were lateral moves. I think the greatest opportunity for him to see a field sooner than later might have been Houston. That was his fourth school. But I thought Penn State and Auburn were identical in terms of lateral moves. Both have an entrenched starter, you know. Both have a guy who's been there, you know, put 2 years in. That's hard to unseat when you're a three-star prospect, quote-unquote, with a little bit of seat time under your belt. You're going to have a really hard time pushing for that. I think he's viewed as the number two guy for both schools, and geography, just at the end of the day, Jim, geography was what really mattered more than anything else. Penn State was always kicking into the wind on this one. I still believe in my heart of hearts that James is looking for a potential addition to the quarterback room through the transfer portal. The pickings are slim. Maybe there'll be something before, but this was, I still think it's a very important position, or a position that he wants to fill in that room, is to find someone like him as a number two quarterback. I don't know if it's going to happen, but that does not mean James is not going to stop shopping.
But here's the quandary as I see it, Andrew.
Sure.
You have a quarterback, T.J. Finley, like most other quarterbacks, left his school because he didn't think he was going to be the starter, because he was going to be the backup. Think Will Levis here at Penn State.
Exactly.
Very good backup. He didn't want to be a backup. That's why he transferred. So why would a quarterback who didn't win his job at his school transfer into Penn State, where you have, as you said, the entrenched starter here in Sean Clifford? I think James Franklin is looking for depth, and most of the kids who are leaving their school to transfer are doing that because they don't want to be depth.
They don't want to be depth, but they also see they're impatient, right? Let's just face it. Quarterbacks in the transfer portal is the quintessential impatient. I'll go find somewhere else to ply my trade position. It just is in college football. That's what we've learned from the transfer portal, that quarterbacks inherently lack a little bit of patience, right? Can we agree on that? They jump in there pretty quick, right? So there's a little bit of patience factor. But also at LSU, I think he's got a tougher hill to climb there as a backup or reserve in terms of years. You look at Penn State and you look at Auburn, those two quarterbacks aren't going to be around after this year unless they use an extra year of NCAA eligibility that was granted to them free from 2020. So maybe there was a better opportunity. I just saw it as a difficult hill for him to climb at LSU. I kind of think it's impatience and, well, you really probably didn't give them your best shot, but they maybe have a better quarterback in 2022. Not sure what that looks like, but I'm just saying, I think there was a little bit of lateral opportunity to at least play more on a consistent basis at Auburn or Penn State, because Nick struggled at times last year, and obviously Clifford did.
Well, first of all, I think Bo Nix actually has a few years left, Andy.
He's a junior?
Well, in the new math of the NCAA, he's going to be, I think he's going to be sophomore eligibility this year as a third-year player, which means he has two more seasons. Sean Clifford is allowed to come back for one more season, so he has both 21 and 22.
If they want to use it, how long do you want to stay in college, right? Like, you know, I'm on the six-year plan, right?
So. Well, is Sean Clifford, though, is he stuck in that mode of good enough to be a good college football quarterback, but maybe not good enough to be drafted that highly? So
we're going to find out in 2021, aren't we, Jim?
We are, but might that be the incentive to come back for another season? And, you know, Penn State doesn't have necessarily that heir apparent who you say, hey, this guy is going to be the starter in 2022. Thank you for your service, Sean. You know, go get that, you know, accounting job somewhere.
I would say Sean was closer in 2019 to trending in the direction that you talked about than he hit. And now he's further away from it than when he stepped on the field as a starter in 2019, I think.
Exactly. But, you know, because of 2019, he played well enough. You know, who knows what Sean Clifford's going to be in 21. That is such a huge variable.
Box of chocolates.
We do not know what we're going to get there. One last note I want to throw out there, Andrew.
Sure, quickly.
We're approaching June, and that means on-site, on-campus visits are going to be allowed again. It's going to be a big June at Penn State, isn't it?
It's a big deal for Penn State and James Franklin. I just say hang out. The doctor is in sign again. 15 months, you know, there was some – they could go on their own and visit, but it was very – you know, it was not official and stuff. It's open season. James Franklin and the in-person part of the recruiting, he's good. Top to bottom, he's – really, really good at recruiting. This is the absolute, he's one of the very best in the country at tying a bow on it with the on-person visit or the on-campus and in-person visit. I think he needs this. I think it's important. It's a big deal for Penn State.
And if you add in poor recruiting a year ago, I think all the more reason James is going to be motivated this year. That is it for quarter number one. Stick around quarter number two. Ross shows up for Tucker's Tate.
In a world of over 100 hard seltzers swimming in a sea of sameness and mediocrity, a hero emerges. Introducing Seagram's Hard Seltzer, the greatest of all time. So go ahead, awaken your taste buds and bring the thrill back to bubbles with fruit-infused flavor combinations that are refreshingly new and deliciously different. Seagram's Hard Seltzer. Kick it with the goat.
Flavored malt beverages. Enjoy responsibly. The Seagram Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.
Hi, this is Dustin Hawkinsmith from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, go to KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. The rest of the KSN team and I will bring you game reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more. You may even hear directly from some of your favorite recruits. That's KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. You can also take Keystone Sports Network with you. Go to your app store and download Keystone Sports for your mobile device. For Penn State football news 52 weeks a year, count on the Keystone Sports Network.